Amen.
Hallelujah.
Luke chapter 13. Again, good to have everybody today. We're thankful for you, Lillian. I love you. Amen. And just thankful for all that are here. Praise God. Luke 13, verse 6. Everybody have it. Say a good amen.
Amen.
And he, being Jesus, spake also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon, and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of the vineyard, Behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? And he answering said unto him, Lord, let alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well, and if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down. Joel chapter 2, verse 25, very familiar scripture. And I will.
Come on.
Everybody say will.
Will.
That's an affirmative action.
Yeah. Amen. God.
That
Hallelujah.
Means, from God's perspective, that means it's already done.
Yeah.
No, we'll get that maybe later.
Mom.
I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, and the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army, which I sent among you. Amen. We're going to blast the shofar. We want you to give the Lord some praise for his word today. Come
Hallelujah.
On. Let's make it happen. Come on. You may be seated today, and if the Lord will allow me, I want to minister on this song. I'm thankful for the dumb. I'm thankful for the dumb. Look at your neighbor, amen, and say, I'm thankful for the dumb. Somebody hit the light. It went down. Look, I dealt with enough of that this week. I've been done with the lights going out, smoke and fire and all that kind of stuff. Don't be playing that with me today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I'm thankful for the dumb. Say it one more time. I'm thankful for the dumb. When we look at Joel chapter 2, verse 25, it's a very, very familiar passage of Scripture. It relates especially, amen, to the pouring out of the Spirit and the prophetic words that will come in the last days and the things that God promised unto those who are faithful. But when we look at the different translations, amen, that it's translated throughout different Scriptures from the Hebrew, amen, and you can see that the King James says, I will restore to you the years. Amen. One translation says, I will repay you for the years that the locusts have eaten. Another translation says, I will make up for the years that the locust hath eaten, the caterpillar, amen, the cankerworm, and the palmer worm. Another translation says, I will give you back what you lost. Hallelujah, that the locust and the palmer worm and the cankerworm and the caterpillar have eaten. Amen. I will give you back. Amen. Praise God. I will restore unto you. Amen. Hallelujah. That word there in the scriptures in Joel 2:25. In that scripture, that word restore. Amen. Or repay or give back. It is the Hebrew word shalom. Amen. Not shalom, but shalom. Amen. It means to make complete, to reciprocate, to make an end. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, it ain't gonna last forever. Come on, it ain't gonna last forever. I will make an end. I will make good, repay, render, restore. Amen. And the last one I like the best. I will make to be at peace. Ah, hallelujah. So when he says, I will give back to you, I will make up for the years, I will repay to you the years. He's saying, I will reciprocate to you what has been stolen. I will render unto you what belongs to you. I will repay you for what you have lost. I will make good on what I have spoken over your life. will bring to an end all that you are struggling with. Come on, somebody help me. Hallelujah. I will make you to be at peace. Come on, somebody give the Lord a shout of praise right there. I thought the word peace in the Hebrew is shalom, and the word restore is shalom. Amen. There's got to be a connection there. So I want to say to somebody this morning in the house, you might be struggling, you might be tugging, you might be pushing, you might be, amen, in a place that you've never been before. I don't want to get ahead of myself today, but I come to tell you that the Lord of the breakthrough is going to make you be at peace with the struggle. You may feel like you've lost right now. Hallelujah. But he said, I will make sure that you get back everything that has been destroyed. Somebody shout real good and loud right there, and maybe I can move on. Bible, locusts, grasshoppers, shearer worms, and cutter worms. A locust is a destroying insect. It will destroy, it can devour literally whole plants. The cutter worm is, we preached here before, amen, but it warrants me reminding you that the cutter worm is a stage of the locust. Amen. It is just a stage that the locust is in before it becomes a locust. Amen. But the shearer worm is also called the barber's pole worm. It is a parasite, and it is a most disease-causing parasite. Amen. The adult worms will attach to the last stomach of a sheep. I don't know all of the biology, amen, but there's several stomachs, amen, ruminating, amen, organs that when a sheep eats, that it's got to go through, amen, but when it gets, amen, that last stomach, amen, is the very stomach, amen, that the cut of the shearer worm, amen, will attach to, amen, and it will feed on the blood of the sheep. Amen. And so that shearer worm, that's why it's called a shearer worm, because of the sheep. It also gets into goats. Amen. But it tries to stop and it destroys. And it's from that ruminating organ, amen, that cheese, that they get the things that cheese is often made of. Amen. So the benefit, amen, from what the sheep eats, amen, that shearer worm, amen, will get a hold of that and destroy it, and it will literally, amen, suck the life out of the sheep, amen, and it will eventually, can eventually kill it, amen. So it isn't just your harvest, amen, that has been taken, but it's even the things that you have taken in as the sheep, and he is the shepherd, amen, that you're supposed to have the benefits from once all of the processing and all of the digestion. But that shearer worm, that barber's pole worm, will attach itself, amen, and feed off of the life that is in you, the blood of the sheep, amen, and it will destroy that which is going to bring a greater benefit after the process is over. But I come to tell somebody today that the Lord has already promised, amen, that not only will he give back the outward that's been taken, the harvest, amen, your family, finances, but also any word that you feel like has been taken from its existence in your life, any fruit that comes from your patience and your struggle and your waiting and your serving and your praising, the enemy may have had free reign, but God said, I will make sure that you get paid back everything that has been taken. Ah, help me today. Hallelujah. So, in a nutshell, the destruction, the loss, and the devastation of these insects, these different stages, are final. In other words, it's impossible for you to restore them. It's impossible for anyone else to be able to give you back. I need you to understand that today. It's not something that you can fix. I know a lot of people who are fixers by nature. And they stick their nose in and they get involved, amen, with good intentions. But they're trying to fix something that God says is not your business to fix. Well, that's a different message for another time. But the destruction is final. In other words, it looks hopeless. In other words, it looks like what's been lost is lost forever. Hallelujah, but there's resurrection power in Jesus. Come on, I'm trying to move on. I'm just laying a foundation. Hallelujah, praise God. But look, when you look at the end of Joel 2:25, pull it back up real quickly. We're going to be going back there, amen, a couple of times. But amen, when you look at the end of that verse, Joel 2:25, hallelujah, when you look at it, it says, my great army which I sent among you. That's key. I sent it to you. Who's speaking there? Not Joel. Joel's speaking on the behalf of God. God's saying, I see the loss. I see the devastation. I see the hopelessness. I see the fruitlessness. But I will make sure I will make up for all the years that those things have destroyed. But I sent them to you. Now it's interesting when we look at the last year, 2024. I know Matt preached last Sunday, amen, shut the door on 2024. Yeah. Praise God, hallelujah, lock it, throw away the key, do not let any dead devil or imp open it back up. Now, God might want to open it back up. But I'm going to speak for me today. You know, for me, it's been 12 months of like being stripped down. Those 12 months, it's felt like I have just been stripped. Or for